一个儿子他瞎了眼，他跟妈妈这样说。
There's a blind son who told his mother.
他说妈妈你好爱我，你都一直在照顾我。
And the son says to the mother, "You love me so much. You have been taking care of me."
你的声音是何等的好听。
Your voice is so beautiful.
但是我多想想看一看你长得是什么样子。
How I wish I could see your face.
这边看到的就是这样一种绝望的一个瞎眼的有瞎眼的人躺在那里了。
And here lies a blind who is without hope.
那还有一些血气枯干的、瘸腿的、没有办法这个瘫痪的人躺在那里。
And they're also without, they're lame and paralyzed. They are all lying there.
瘫痪的人呢？如果前两年那个人可能还有复原的希望。
And for an invalid, first 2 years might be hopeful for them.
如果一个人呢瘫痪超过两年呢，没有办法复原呢，有时候连医生都不愿意再做复健的工作了。
So if an invalid has been paralyzed for over 2 years, perhaps doctors even give hope on them.
那因为他自己没有办法行动，所以上洗手间非常的不方便。
Because they cannot mobilize themselves, so it's hard for them to even go to remove themselves.
所以有时候那不只是肉体上的辛苦啊，对很多人那种被人家服侍。换尿布的心情那种痛苦有时候更深刻的。
And this pain is not just one that is physical, but it's a mental anguish because others have to serve them.
有个故事在谈到有一个女生她在学拳击比赛。拳击boxing.
So there is a story of a girl who is learning to be a boxer.
那个本来一个她去跟一个很有名的教练学习，但是教练不愿意收她。
And she went to a very famous coach, but the coach would not accept her.
后来她实在是太有毅力了，教练后来就收了她了。
Because she was very determined, so the coach decided to accept her.
她就一直打到最后要跟那时候在美国最厉害的一个女士在 Las Vegas 做最后的这个拳击冠军比赛。
So she practiced until she was ready to have a competition against the nation's best woman boxer.
可是那位女士不只是一个拳击手她实在是一个女流氓常常就是不按牌理出牌的。
And so this famous woman boxer who was going to be against her is not just a boxer, she was actually a bully.
所以这个新的人当她在跟她打的时候，事实上她因为有好的教练指导又很有毅力所以她几乎要打赢这个当时的女冠军
So this girl who has been practicing diligently and very determined, she seemed to about to win.
但是呢，就在休息的时候这个女流氓呢趁着她不注意就一拳下去呢这个女士这个女选手她就跌倒，她的头部就打到座位的那个椅子。
And so when this girl was resting during the boxing match, this woman boxer who was also a bully, she came in, she hit her fist against the head, and so she fell on her head.
她从此就中风，躺在床上不能动。
And from then on, this girl was paralyzed and she could not move.
她曾经风光的，一上台人家就喊她的名字，曾经经历过这样风光的时刻。
She was once very famous when she was up in the stage, people would call her name.
所以她受不了自己躺在床上中风那种没有办法走路的那一种痛苦
So she was not able to withstand her situation and she's paralyzed and she could not move.
几次她咬舌自尽。
And she tried to, chew on her tongue so she could commit suicide.
所以你看这个小小必是大慈这里的人呢就是躺着类似这么多绝望的人呢。
So we could see that at the pool of Bethsaida, there are a lot of people like these.
尤其绝症真的带来人生的绝望。
And if you have an illness that is not curable, then you are hopeless.
我们有位姐妹她是一个实习医生。
There's a sister who is a resident.
她实习的单位呢就是在那个临终病床那个地方实习。
And her residency is taking place at a place where patients are about to die.
她说那一段时间她非常的沮丧。
She says that that moment of being in the hospital was very disappointing.
在一个月之内呢，很多人在他服侍的人呢，好几个就这样走掉了。
And within 1 month, the people she had served have passed away.
有的人他洁症当中呢，他要麻啡，他麻啡用尽了，他就在那边大叫。
And there are people who need morphines, and after they have finished the morphines, they would be anguished and yelling in pain.
他说有个病人，他更令人难过，就是他还没有死之前，他受不了那个痛呢，他先跳楼自杀。
And so there was a patient who could not withstand the pain, so the patient decided to jump out the window and commit suicide.
所以毕士大慈的那个绝望就在病痛当中呢，我们看到人生真的啊，常常很多人就走到尽头，没有一个希望。
So when we see the people at the pool of Bethesda, that people have come to the end of the human hope and they're in despair.
除了病痛常常带给人绝望之外呢，那种无情的人生竞争也常常带给人绝望。
And other than the physical illness, of being sick, it caused people to be hopeless, and also the indifference of people.
我们来看第五章的第七节。
Let us look at chapter 5 verse 7.
当耶稣要去帮助一个病人的时候，
When Jesus was about to help one patient,
他怎么说的呢？
What did he say?
第七节，
verse 7.
病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有人比我先下去了。当时有一个传说，就是当这些人躺在那里，是因为要等一定的时间呢，天使会叫来搅动那个池子的水。
Legend says that there's a story that when the pool is, there would be, angel would come and stir the pool so that they could be healed.
他这有一个人病了38年了，他说呢，在这几年当中呢，每当我要下去啊，别人就先比我先跳下去了。
So this invalid who has been, paralyzed for 38 years said that he wanted to get into the pool, but before he could get in, other people would go before him.
所以我们看到这个怜悯之家事实上是一种很无情，没有怜悯的一种人性呢，表露的无疑。
So we could see that this, so-called, home of compassion is actually an expression of, indifference.
其实人大部分是自私的啦。
So we know that human beings are actually very egotistic.
所以有的人只有一点点感冒，他没有办法医治，他就先跳下水里面去了。
And when someone cannot be healed, one would jump into the water wanting to be healed.
那这种无情的人竞争人生当中呢，那个弱者啊，常常会觉得真的活着非常的失望，因为我没有能力来跟人家去做竞争了。
And the human race, the survival of the fittest, if you are not strong enough, then you are, if you are the weak one, then you will be without hope.
这的确是一个竞争的社会。
This is a very competitive world.
小弟是小时候住在台湾。
I grew up in Taiwan.
我印象很深刻，当时候我们不是很守秩序的。
I remember that I do not follow rules of often.
我们记得我们小时候在这个火车一来搭火车的时候，同学一大票哦，大家都嘛争先恐后，有的还很厉害，就是爬窗户呢去占位置啊，用帽子先占位置啊。
So I remember when the train comes, me and my colleagues would try to use our hat to take up the seats so that we could get the seats first.
你就看到一个真的是竞者生存，你弱者你就没有位置可以坐了。
So the survival of the fittest, the strongest will win, and the weak will fall behind.
我小时候他们还有那种能力分班的考试。
And of course,
能力分班的一个制度。
There's also a very leveled education.
你成绩好的就在前段班，成绩不好的说是技能班，事实上就是晃流班。
If you have higher grades, then you would be in the gifted class. And if you have lower grades, then you're in the remedial class.
那不小心跑到晃流班去哦，你会觉得很沮丧哎。
If you accidentally got into the remedial class, you would feel very hopeless.
你就会觉得那个老师哦，都看中那个有才华的、有能力的，我们这些人通通不照顾我们的。
And you feel the teacher would all focus and emphasize on those who are gifted.
那你会知道很多这个在前段班的呢，有的上建中的，有上北一女呢。
And those who are gifted, they would go to famous high schools.
但是呢，发觉到自杀的好像都是北一女的学生比较多啊。
But we discover that those who commit suicide more are those who are more gifted.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他以为自己很可以竞争。
Because they feel that they are most competitive.
他发觉到怎么前班的人都这么能够竞争。
And why is that the whole school is full of competitive people?
所以在这种无情的竞争人生下，有的人就觉得非常的绝望，就用自杀来走完人生的道路。
And so people choose to end their lives in such a different world.
那我们说在美国就不竞争吗？
So Is it true that in the U.S. it's not competitive?
其实啊，资本主义的社会呢，真的就是一种适者生存的一个社会。有能力的人呢、啊，他就有办法爬。
So in a capitalistic society, if you are a strong person, then you can climb to the highest place.
但是很多人虽然他有能力，但是不一定有机会。
Sometimes if you have the capability, you don't have the opportunity.
所以圣上讲说，临到众人的实在是在乎当时的机会。
So what comes on human beings is actually the chances that we receive.
我跟童玲啊分享过一个真实的。故事啊、
I have shared this with my colleagues before.
啊，有一次一位弟兄带个朋友到真耶稣教会来慕道。
There was once a brother who brought a friend to True Jesus Church.
那个朋友怎么走就走不直哎。
And this friend could not walk straight.
啊，眼睛呆呆。
And the eyes was focused somewhere.
我们就问那个带他来的朋友，哎，这位朋友怎么了？
So we asked this brother, what happened to the friend?
我们的弟兄跟我们讲说，哎，这位朋友很厉害的哦。
And this brother said that this brother is a very special.
他是某个名校物理的博士生啊。
Very gifted, and he goes to this very famous school, and he studies physics.
但是找不到工作啊。
But he could not find a job.
在找工作找不到那段期间呢，太太受不了他，他就离家出走了。
And so the wife, because she could not stand the fact that he could not find a job, so she left him.
哦，那时候实在是太绝望了。
And he was in despair.
在晚上跑到街上去大叫，抒发那种内心的惆怅。
So this friend went onto the street in the evening time and yell in the street to release his tension.
啊，想不到人家报警他，他就被关起来了。
And so people reported him and sent him to the prison.
他出来就这样子脑筋左转了，他就是啊，就哈。就是神经不太正常了。
So after he came out of the prison, his mental state was not very stable.
所以这个世界啊，真的一直在竞争。你就会觉得到说，那个大鱼吃小鱼，小鱼吃虾米。如果我们觉得这是虾米哦，真的有时候常常觉得这个人生没有什么希望啊。
So in this competitive world, we know that the big fish eats the little fish, and the little fish eats even smaller fish. So if we're the little fish, then we have no hope.
那你看到这个人啊。病啊，这个圣经上讲说，那里有一这个人呢，是病了38年，第五节哈。
And here says that this person has been invalid for 38 years.
他那个绝望哦，事实上是一种每一个等待都是一个失望的那个长久一种失望的累积的那种彻底的绝望的心情啊。
So his heart of waiting and his mental state is that of an anguished one as he waits.
因为第36年第37年他常常躺在这里，每一次的盼望就是每一次的失望。
So from year 36 to year 37 to year 38, every time his hope turned into despair.
你知道吗？人生最大的绝望，我们中文说哀莫大于心死，就是你心已经死掉了，你对于这个盼望完全没有了。
So,The greatest in Chinese is that the greatest despair is that you're dead to something and your heart no longer feels hope for something.
眼睛有光，你才会有喜乐啦。
So the Bible says, when you have light in your eyes, then you have joy.
那很多人没有盼望的人，他眼睛根本就看不到光啦。
So those people without hope, then you cannot see light in their eyes.
圣经上说喜乐才是良药，忧伤的灵会使骨头干掉的。
The Bible in Proverbs says that, A good medicine is good for your bones, and joy is good medicine to your bone, and despair is bad for you.
我们看箴言第十八章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章十四节。
Proverbs 18 verse 14.
箴言十八章十四节。
Proverbs 18:14.
十八章十四节。
18:14.
人有疾病，心能忍耐。心灵忧伤，谁能承担呢？请念。
A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear?
真的，有的人啊，他那个病，事实上不一定是肉体有病，医生怎么检查都说没有病，但是他就觉得自己很不舒服，睡不着觉。
And a person might feel that he is ill, so he goes to the doctor, but the doctor says that he's not ill, yet he himself feels ill.
啊，这种病事实上是。比那个真正生病的人呢、啊，圣经上讲说，这样的病谁能够承担呢？是更辛苦的病了、啊。
And so this illness actually in the spirit is actually a more crushed one.
您知道吗？美国有17 million 啊，1700万人呢、啊、患忧郁症。
Do you know that in the U.S. there are 17 million people who have depression?
八个年轻人当中呢，就说有一个年轻人有忧郁症的啊倾向。
So among eight youth, there is one that suffers from depression.
这个忧郁症啊，事实上是现在文明人一个精神上负担啊，忧虑啊，没有盼望的一个结果的一个产物。
And this state of depression is actually a result of a lack of hope in this world.
有时候我们看他好像很正常，事实上他有忧郁症，我们不知道的。
And we might see that a person might be seem normal, but we do not know.
有一个新移民的族内家庭，他们搬到伯恩教会大概有一两年了。
There's a new immigrant family that came to Baldwin Church for about a year or two.
一个高中生啊，他最近做见证，小弟才知道，哇，原来他曾经患了那么严重的忧郁症。
And there's a high school student who testified that he used to suffer from depression.
他说他放学回家的时候呢，他就坐在客厅啊，他从放学回家一直坐到要睡觉，我要睡觉时间他也不去睡觉，他什么都不做，坐啊，饭也吃不下，就一直坐在那里啊。
And after school he would go home and he would sit and he would not do anything andhe just sit there until, and he wouldn't even go to sleep.
他说后来这个忧郁症怎么好的呢？
How was his depression cured?
有一次在跟同龄聊天的时候，
One time he was chatting with his, members in church.
一个姐妹讲了一句关，一个大姐姐讲了一句关心的话。
There's an older sister, who's also a member, said something, with compassion.
啊，他突然心开了。
And all of a sudden, his heart opened.
他把这两年来所有的郁闷啊，通通跟大姐姐倾诉了。
And all his worries and anxieties, he was able to pour out to this sister.
他说，哇，他终于可以啊，可以再有笑容了。
And he once again had a smile on his face.
真的，有时候我们觉得这个病哦，是一种不晓得啊，我们小弟没有经历过，但是听很多人讲啊，不晓得那么辛苦，为什么那么辛苦啊？
And because I've never personally experienced depression, so I do not know how hard it is for those who are suffering from it.
我们有一个从小受洗的姐妹。
We also have a sister who's been baptized since young.
她觉得信了耶稣之后，只要不犯罪啊，有没有聚会都没有关系，只要不犯罪，她以后就可以得救了。
She feels that as long as she does not do anything sinful according to the Bible, then she doesn't have to come to church.
她大概有十几年没有亲近耶稣基督。
She has not come or draw close to Jesus for about 10 or more years.
她后来在纽约啊开茶店，因为这个东部人呢、啊、比较爱喝茶了哦。她说她生意做得非常的好。
And because she's a Middle Eastern person, she likes to drink tea, so she opened a tea shop in New York.
但是后来虽然生意很好啊，但是她整个人觉得好像整个人空掉了这样子了。
Even though the business was good, is good, yet she felt empty inside.
那看到人笑不出来，整个他一个形容我记得很清楚，他说他整个人呢、啊，好像你从海边抓起一把沙，然后在风中的那个沙就一点一滴漏掉，他那个感觉就是这样子啊。
She feels as if the sand in the seashore, and if you gather sand in your fist, and all the sand would dissipate into your hand.
没有喜乐的感觉，也没有忧伤的感觉，整个人就好像木头人一样。
She does not feel joy, nor does she feel any sadness. So it's as if she is a mannequin.
啊，直到有一天呢，他爸爸妈妈住在西部啊，出了事情，爸爸妈妈叫他回来，爸爸妈妈再重新把他带回教会之后。那个生命才有神的光进到他里面来啊。
It was not until her parents from the West Coast had encountered some difficulty, so they called her back to the West Coast and once again draw her back to Jesus, and there she had hope once again.
所以你看哦，从这个小小的事情，我们看到那个竞争，看到那个绝望，看到那个生病，很多很多的事情都叫人在人间活着，觉得人世间真的一点盼望都没有。
And we can see from different incidents of being very competitive world, and in a cold world, it seems as if there's no hope in this world.
各位朋友，您知道吗？有人的地方就有问题。
If there's human being, then there is problem.
但是有耶稣的地方就有答案。
But where there's Jesus, there is solution.
我们看耶稣怎么样给那个小小的世界带来希望。
Let us see how Jesus brings solution to and hope to this little world.
我们看约翰福音第五章。
Let us turn back to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章第六节。
John chapter 5 verse 6.
第五章第六节。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着。我们从第五节开始来看好了。
Let us start from verse 5.
在那里有一个人病了38年第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着。摩西道说呢，耶稣呢 看得见我们的问题。
In verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying, so here represents that Jesus sees our problems.
你想想看哦，那里躺着多少病人在那里啊？
Imagine how many invalid or, patients were there.
有一个最需要的病人。
There's one who need him the most.
耶稣知道。
Jesus knew.
耶稣一下就走到他跟前，耶稣看得见。
Jesus saw him and Jesus knew right away.
诸位朋友，今天多少人看不见我们内心的问题呢？
How many people do not know what anxieties
we have in our hearts today?
The pace of this world is too fast.
这个世界太自私了。
And it is very selfish world.
大家都在追求自己的理想跟自己的希望。
Everyone is seeking their goals and ideals.
谁能会顾虑到别人的需要，别人的问题呢？
Who would care about other people's problems and other people's needs?
小弟以前走过世贸大楼，还住纽约的时候，走过世贸大楼的时候，有个很深的感受。
When I was in New York, when I walked through the Twin Tower, I had deep feeling.
大多数的人都是低着头，很快的脚步在奔走他人生自己的方向啊。
Many people, they would lower their heads and they wouldn't even look up and they would go about in their own direction.
即使路上的行人有问题。
Even if there is someone encountering problems.
真的有时候我们看到啊，在大雪当中呢，有的人走路会跌倒，很想要去扶他一把。
And in college, I see that someone was, someone fell in the street and wanted to help him.
但是有人说你不要扶他哦。
Someone said, oh, don't help the person.
因为你扶他的话呢，他可能会告你，会说是你把他推倒的哦。
And if you try to help the person might turn around and sue you and say that you pushed him.
所以圣经讲说，在末后的日子啊，人心越来越坏呢，爱心就渐渐减少了。
So in the Bible says, in the end days, people's heart will grow cold and will not have as much love.
如果人在危险当中啊，真的没有个人看得见你，真的是非常的啊，非常辛苦的啊。
In a dangerous, dire situation, if no one sees that you need help, then this becomes very, this is very a dangerous situation.
很多人都看过这个啊，铁达尼号啊这部电影啊。
A lot of people have watched the movie Titanic.
啊，那个船呢、啊，撞了冰山沉下去了。
And this huge ship has collided with this big iceberg and sink.
上层尊贵的人被救走了。
And those people who are on the upper deck, they were saved.
啊，下层的那些不尊贵的人呢，很多人就在海里面冻得快要死了。
And those people who are on the lower deck were considered lowly, so they were they froze to death.
啊，那个船主后来良心发现，想说能够救的不啊，最后呢，他还是走到。这个人群啊，想要看看有没有人在冰冻的水当中呢还活着。
And the sea captain finally had compassion and he circulated the ship and to see if there was anyone who was freezing to death.
到处都是死尸，谁看得见你还活着呢？
Everywhere there was people who were dying, so who can see them?
真的，当你很危险又有希望，但是没有人看见你的时候呢，真的你最后一丝希望都快没了。
When you are in danger and you have almost no hope and you're in despair, who will come and see you?
后来那女主角很聪明啊，她没有力量呼喊啊，她拿了一个隔壁的一个人有哨子，她拿哨子吹啊。
And so this person could not help him, so used a whistle to help the person.
所以真的，人困难的时候很盼望有人可以看得见。
So when one is in dire situation, one hopes that someone will come.
那个看见就是能够关怀我们。
To see is to care.
今天教会就是耶稣的身体。
Today church is the body of Christ.
我们在教会里面，我们谈到说，耶稣叫我们每个人要彼此相爱。
In the church, Jesus tells us we need to love one another.
耶稣跟他的一个门徒讲说呢，啊，你要喂养我的那些羊。
And Jesus said to his disciples, you must feed my sheep.
那个软弱的，你要把它养得强壮。
You need to strengthen my weak sheep.
受伤的，你要缠裹。
And those who are those who have fallen, that you have to help them.
你要把它找回来。
Those who are lost, you have to find them.
今天在教会里面呢，你就会看到，真的有耶稣基督看得见我们本身的需要。
Today in church, you will see that there are people who sees our needs.
啊，借着同龄，那让我们彼此之间有一种温暖关心的一个交流。
Through our brothers and sisters, we have this compassion and we have communication of love.
啊，小弟在十几年前吧。经历一段这个没有工作的辛苦。
About a decade or more or so, I had encountered the difficulty of not having a job.
哦，那时候印象真的很深刻啊。
And this left a deep impression in me.
因为在没有工作的那个时间呢，我刚好买了一个新房子啊。
And it was a time when I was jobless, I bought a house.
啊，买了一辆新车子。
And I bought a brand new car.
生了一个新儿子。
And I also had a brand new son.
那突然之间没有工作啦。
And all of a sudden, I did not have a job.
意思就是说我这个 mortgage 没有办法付了。
And I was not able to pay my mortgage.
儿子没有保险啊。
And my son had no insurance.
真的，那时候每天晚上睡觉啊，因为常常有一个印象，一个 image。
And when I was sleeping in the night, I often have an image.
就像一个鸟巢里面有一只母鸟，两只小鸟哦，嘴巴睁大了就说要吃要吃要吃，在哪里食物在哪里那种感觉。
And I felt as if there's a mother bird and the little bird opened their mouth trying to ask for food, but the mother could not give any food to the little
birds. 感谢主，有一位传道人到我们家来探访我。
Thank God there was a preacher who came to our house to visit.
把他说到房间里面来，跟他讲我的困难。
And I brought him to my room and I told him my difficulty.
我们一起祷告。
And he told me to pray
together. 真的在灵里面我知道耶稣看见了。
I know that in spirit that Jesus will see.
传道看见了。
And that the preacher will see.
在灵里面他们会帮助我祷告。
And in spirit, they will pray for us.
那人与人当中就有一个温暖的交流，在绝望当中就有一丝希望穿过你的心间呐。
And in the spare moment, there is a ray of warmth and hope through my heart.
没有人看得见，有时候没有人看得见我们的需要。
Sometimes no one will see our needs.
耶稣说，耶稣看见呐。
The Bible says Jesus saw.
我们再来读约翰福音第五章的第六节。
Let us turn to John chapter 5 verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着。知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”耶稣不但看见，而且耶稣知道他的情形。
Jesus not only saw, he knew of his situation, condition.
今天很多人也许看得到我们的情况。
There are a lot of people who might see our situation.
但是不能够真正了解我们的情况。
But they do not understand our condition.
他们想要关心。
They want to care for us.
但是他们总是不得其门而入，越关心我们越伤心。
The more they care, sometimes the more that we become in more despair.
在圣经上里面有一个人叫做约伯啊。
In the Bible, there's a character named Job.
啊，这个人真可怜。
He was a pitiful person.
一天当中呢，他所有的财产通通没有了。
In one day, he lost everything he had.
十个孩子通通死了。
All his 10 children died.
后来他的病啊，从头到脚都是疮。
And he developed sore from the head to toe.
三个朋友看见他的问题。
When his three friends saw him,
快快的要来安慰他。
They wanted to comfort him.
但是耶伯说：“哎呀，你们都是没有用的医生啊。”
But Job said that they are of no use.
啊，你们越说我心里越烦呢。
The more they spoke to him, the more he became more despair.
真的，很多人虽然看见我们的问题啊，但是不一定了解我们的问题。
Although people see our situation and condition, they might not understand our condition.
最近有个长老来到我们美国。
There recently is an elder who came to the U.S.
他在讲他生命的一段故事。
He was telling us a part of his life.
他说他有一段时间啊，他的这个脊椎骨啊，痛得不得了。
At one point in his life, his spine was in deep pain.
后来但是还是要讲道嘛，哦。
Yet he still had to give sermons and he had to hold the evangelical services.
有一个弟兄很有爱心啊。
There's a brother who is full of love.
他们家住楼上哦，然后呢就去他们家，从他把他楼上。背楼梯啊，背下来这样子啊。
So there's a brother who actually went to upstairs to carry him downstairs.
然后呢，再带他去基隆教会，基隆教会是在楼上哦，又背他到楼上去啊。
And this brother also drove this brother in pain, to Geelong Church and also carried him to the top of the stairs.
哦，他感谢主啊，主耶稣给他力量，他到最后，因为他真的没办法站哦，趴着讲台啊。本来想说讲五分钟就好了，主耶稣给他力量，一个小时把让他讲完了这样子。
And originally he had no strength to even finish 5 minutes of his sermon. Yet Jesus gave him strength, and he was able to endure for an hour.
他事后跟这位弟兄讲说：“谢谢你呀、啊，哦，你这么有爱心哦，背得好辛苦。”
And he often tells his brother, "Thank you very much for being so compassionate and caring for me."
但是他说：“我偷偷的告诉你哦，其实我更辛苦啊。”
Let me tell you that I feel even in more despair.
啊，你背我吼，安尼切嘞切嘞吼，我那个脊椎骨吼，我真的痛到我都不敢叫呢，我眼泪都这样掉下来呢。
Even though you are toiled in carrying me, yet I am in more pain because when you carry me, you shook me up and down, so my spine actually hurt even more.
真的，有时候我们觉得没有经历过，你不晓得到底那个有多痛，你不知道的。
So even if you have not experienced, so you would not know how painful it is.
耶稣看见他躺着，又知道。他的情形。
Jesus saw him lying there, and he also knew his condition.
耶稣知道你的情形，没有人知道，没有人不一定知道。耶稣知道你的情形。
Jesus knows your situation. No one knows, but Jesus knew.
我们教会有一个罗弟兄啊，他那时候刚搬来美国的时候，在 Garden Grove 聚会。
There's a brother Low who, when he first came to the U.S., he went to Garden Grove Church.
啊，那时候心中有很生命当中很多的困难，不晓得怎么办。
He had a lot of difficulties in life, and he did not know what to do.
他在会堂祷告。
And he prayed in the church.
他突然之间觉出跟他显现。
And all of a sudden, Jesus showed himself to him.
用很慈爱的眼光看着他。
And he looked at him with gentle gaze.
耶稣只讲一句话。
And Jesus said one thing.
我知道。
I know.
我知道
I know.
真的呢有时候人啊有时候关心就是表面的他不了解我们内心真正里面的感受到底是什么
Sometimes people greet you and they pretend they care but they really don't know what you're thinking
那个弟兄好受安慰啊赶快去跑当时的住在教会里面的一个工人啊跟他讲你知道吗耶稣刚刚出现在我们这耶稣教会的会堂里面跟我讲我知道
So this brother who was praying in church, after Jesus shown himself to him, he went to tell another person, Did you know that Jesus knows?
您在今天来到真耶稣教会里面听道理啊。
When you come to True Jesus Church, you listen to sermons.
我们每次讲道理，我们都奉耶稣的名。
When we give sermons, we do it in the name of Jesus.
我们在灵里面祷告。
We pray in the Spirit.
常常很多我们内心的需要呢，神常常借着这个讲台呢，虽然没有人知道你的困难，借着讲台给你人生的方向，来安慰你的生命。
Although no one knows your problem, but through the sermons,Jesus will give you life and give you hope through sermons.
耶稣知道啊。
Because Jesus knows.
有这个工人到一个地方去布道。
One time there's a holy worker who went to help with evangelical service.
那个慕道朋友坐在那里啊，眼睛睁得大大在听道理啊。
And there's a friend who opened his eyes big to listen to sermon.
啊，听完道理，他讲说，传道啊，你刚刚讲的每一个细节都跟我现在所遭遇的都一模一样啊。
And so this friend later told the preacher, everything you say seems to coincide with what I'm experiencing right now.
原来神的道是活泼的。
God's word is living.
好像两刃的利剑一样。
It's like a double-edged sword.
啊，真的可以把我们的骨髓，我们的心思意念剖入切开，让我们知道人啊。能够来安慰给我们方向的。
It knows our deepest thought and is able to penetrate and give us direction.
我们再读一次哦，《约翰福音》第五章第六节。
Let us turn to John chapter 5 verse 6.
约翰福音第五章第六节。
John chapter 5 verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”耶稣不但看见，耶稣知道，耶稣更有能力来解决人的问题。
Jesus not only saw that, Jesus knows his condition and Jesus has a solution for him.
所以耶稣问他说你要痊愈吗
And he asked him, do you want to get well?
你知道吗你接到医院去啊医生会怎么跟你说呢
If you go to the hospital today, what will the doctor say to you?
他说你这个需要手术但是我跟您说您这个病您这个手术哦有 60% 的痊愈希望哦
And the doctor says that you need surgery, yet I do not guarantee that you will have full recovery.
或者是 70% 哦或者 50% 哦
It's probably 70 or 60% success rate.
耶稣没有跟他讲你有几个 percent 会好
And Jesus did not tell him what is the percentage rate of success.
耶稣说你要痊愈吗
Jesus asked, do you want to get well?
因为耶稣是生命的主
Because Jesus is the Lord of life.
我们的身体是他造的
And we are created by him.
很多人知道也了解我们的问题但是没有办法帮助我们的问题了
A lot of people know our condition, but no one can help with our situation.
像我们的父母亲很能够了解我们很想要帮忙我们解决我们的问题。
Just as our parents who want to help solve our problems.
有时候你看到你的小孩子感冒啊。
Sometimes you see your children experiencing cold.
脸红红的。
And the face is deep red.
在那边哭。
And they cry.
你连帮他感冒你都没有办法，真的。你说哇，不然爸爸帮你感冒好不好？连这样我们都没有办法做的啦。
You can't get sick for your child, so.You can't even reach this capability.
人的能力非常有限。
We're very limited in our capability.
但是真的，你如果完全的相信耶稣基督啊，你那个耶稣有完全的能力的。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus has the full strength and power.
为什么耶稣要跟他问这些问题呢
？Why did Jesus ask him these questions?
其实耶稣问这些问题啊，其实那个病人本身已经是没有什么盼望的。
And when Jesus asked this, he knew that he had no hope.
但是我相信啊，耶稣跟他问他问题的时候呢，主要的目的，耶稣的意思说，你不要看环境哦，是的。大家都偏比你跳下水你现在看我啊看我就好了
Jesus knew that he was in despair so he asked him why did Jesus ask this invalid about this question because Jesus wanted him to focus on himself
当你的生命看着耶稣基督时候呢你发现到耶稣的能力可以临到你的身上
when you focus your strength in onto Jesus then you can experience this wellness
当你的眼睛看着环境的周围你发现到自己会沉到海里面去的
when your eyes are focused on the environment then you will be sinking in this world
耶稣有个门徒叫做彼得
Jesus has a disciple named Peter
耶稣是生命的主他可以走在风浪之上
Jesus is the Lord of life he could walk on waters
啊，彼得说，主啊，如果是你，请你让我也可以走海面吧。
Peter asked, said to Jesus, Lord, if you're willing, you can let me walk on the water.
耶稣说你下来，没有问题的。
Jesus said, come down.
他看着耶稣的时候可以走。
When he looked at Jesus, he was able to walk.
他看着风浪的时候，他就沉下去了。
Yet when he saw the waves, he sunk.
所以，诸位朋友，你今天你的问题，耶稣一定有答案的。
So dear friends, Jesus has answers for you.
问你旁边的弟兄姐妹们。
Ask the brothers and sisters around you. 我们
今天进到真耶稣教会里面来，其实我们很多人在生活上面，在肉体上面，在精神上面，我们都经历过很多的辛苦的事情。
And the brothers and sisters have experienced a lot of anguish and a lot of difficulties and problems.
啊，但是因着有耶稣看着耶稣，耶稣给我们解决问题啦。
Because our eyes are focused on Jesus, He has a solution for our problems.
我们看约翰福音第五章的第八节到第九节。
Let us look at John chapter 5 verses 8 through 9.
约翰福音五章八节九节。
Verses 8 through 9 of John chapter 5.
耶稣对他说起来拿着你的褥子走吧第九节那人立刻痊愈就拿起褥子来走了三十八年的这个病谁有盼望说会再好呢大家大部分都是放弃了
So this invalid has been paralyzed for 38 years. Who can say that this person has hope and get well again?
但是耶稣说你起来拿着你的褥子走吧。
But Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
耶稣的话带着权柄。
Jesus has authority in his words.
耶稣本身有能力。
He has power.
所以他真的就拿起褥子走了。
So he got up and this man was able to walk and pick up his mat.
所以朋友耶稣真的有能力解决你的问题。
Jesus has the power to solve your problem.
今天来信耶稣啊你发觉到耶稣对我们的生命啊有两个方法。解决我们的问题。
There are two ways in which Jesus can solve our problems.
第一就是像我们今天传道人跟我们讲的，我们有一个啊，有一个人叫保罗，他身上有一根刺啊。
And the first method is that it's like a apostle Paul. He has a thorn in his.
他求主三次，主耶稣跟他的。了解就是呢，我的恩典够你用。
He asked Jesus to take this thorn away from him, but Jesus says, "My grace is sufficient for you."
当你来到耶稣面前的时候
，When you come in front of Jesus,
耶稣不一定解决你的问题。
Jesus will not solve your problem.
但是你知道吗？耶稣会让你的心呐、啊，那个力量大到呢，那个问题已经不会成为你生命当中最大的遗憾了。
But Jesus will change your attitude in your heart so that you will feel that your problem is no longer a
problem. 问题好像还在。
The problem still exists.
但是因为你心已经大到这么大，那个问题就好像不存在一样了。
But your faith has increased to a point that you don't even see the problem anymore.
所以今天在我们这耶稣教会里面，好多人都有这样的经历啊。
A lot of people in our church has experienced these.
我最近被一个姐妹啊，真的很感动啊。
I am very moved by.
被一个家庭啊。
By this family.
这个家这位姐妹呢，常常跟我们一群人出去访问。
And the sister, there's a sister who often goes to visitation with us.
其实小弟知道这位姐妹的困难呢。
Actually, I know the difficulty this sister is experiencing.
他们家生意没有做好啊。
She, her family business is not going well.
后来有人就告他们了。
And someone sued the family.
在生意没有做好的时候，他一个月，因为他有很多的员工啊，大概100多个啊，那光付薪水哦，他说一个月大概要损失大概30-40万左右啊。
And because the business was not going well, she has to pay the wage for about 100 workers, and so she has about 300,000 to 400,000 to pay to these employees.
后来她因为有人数，她后来她现在就是在美国所建立的，现在完全归零就对了。
So whatever she has established in the U.S. is has come to nothing.
我想多少人呐、啊，曾经走过繁华的生命。再到归零啊，多少人一天到晚会过着那种感叹的生活。
So if you have established something and you in the end came to nothing, then you will probably live in despair and hope.
但是
and have no
当这个位姐妹跟我们出去访问的时候啊
，Yet when the sister came to visit with us,
她还是可以用啊主耶稣给她的力量，常常讲很多主耶稣恩慈的话来安慰那些啊比她更不严重的人。
And Jesus gives her strength to be able to comfort other people whose situations might be worse than
hers. 是的，我从他身上看到主耶稣的能力啊，那种平安啊，就在他里面了。
I see Jesus' power and peace inside her.
有时候耶稣不只是用这样方法来解决我们的问题，像这个例子啊，真的完完全全用一个很奇妙的方法解决你生命的难处啊。
So Jesus sometimes doesn't resolve our problems, yet He uses other ways to help us.
让你的生命真的，你原来觉得很大的，完完全全把你解决掉了。
And He solve our problems, the problems in which we thought it was a.
这就所谓的神迹奇事。
This is so-called miracle.
您知道，朋友们，今天耶稣的名在2000年后还是这么样的有能力。
Dear friends, Jesus is still as powerful as 2,000 years ago.
我没有办法在这边举很多的例子，因为时间不够了。
I cannot give even more example because there's not enough time.
如果有机会，小弟可以跟你讲，就我小弟自己的家呢，看到神很多神奇的作为在小弟的家发生。
If I can, I would tell you all the different experiences of testimonies of my family.
小弟最小的弟弟小儿麻痹，主耶稣医好了。
And my brother was actually invalid, yet he was healed by Jesus.
小弟的妹妹她脑膜炎，耶稣医好了。
And my sibling had meningitis, and she was healed.
另外一个弟弟掉到河里面去，在这个台湾的一个大水当中呢，他看到天使把他抱着，没有让他被大水冲走。
And one of my brothers fell into the waters, and the water, and he saw angels carrying him up, and so he was not drowned.
你再听再听，发现到原来耶稣神奇的名、神奇的作为，在古代、在今天都是一样的，因为他昨日、今日、明日不会改变。
So no matter what you listen, Jesus never changes from past to present to future. He will never change.
所以你生命有耶稣啊，绝对有盼望的。
So if you have Jesus in your life, then you have hope.
所以重要是你要来到这个教会是。耶稣的身体，这个教会是有耶稣灵的同在，你要接触到耶稣的身体，耶稣的能力从他的身体就会出去了。
The most important thing is you have to come to this church. Jesus abides with us. Jesus has power. And it is through this church he will give you strength and power.
愿你继续来体会看看。
May you come and experience this.
耶稣是现代人的希望。
Jesus is the hope for
today. 也就是您的希望。
And it is your hope.
你还接受他？
Accept him,
你会知道，你就知道谁在掌管你的明天了。
Then you will know who holds tomorrow.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
我们唱337首。
Let us sing him 337. Please be seated.
耶稣是活着的。
Jesus is a living God.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
当耶稣的灵降临在你身上的时候。
When Jesus descends His Spirit on you,
不用有人跟你讲，
no one has to tell you.
你真的会觉得耶稣就活生生的活在我生命里面呢？
You will feel that Jesus lives inside you.
神看不到，
we cannot see God.
就好像电看不到，
just as we cannot see
electricity. 但是电灯你看得到，
but you can see the light.
你摸到电你就知道电存在。
When you experience electricity, then you
know. 风你看不到，
you cannot see the wind.
风吹过你身上，你就知道风存在的。
But when the wind touches you, then you know of its existence.
信仰最重要不只是一大堆理论。
Faith is not just theory.
信仰最重要是要有体验。
You need to have experience in your faith.
感谢主，这耶稣教会是这圣灵所建立的教会。
Thank God that True Church is actually established.
所以在这耶稣教会可以得到圣灵。
So in her church we will experience Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是能力的源头。
And Holy Spirit is a source of power.
圣灵就是平安的源头。
And it is a source of peace.
很多人在得到圣灵的时候，主耶稣也把他的很多病症都医好了。
And when someone, a lot of people, when they receive the Holy Spirit, their illness have been healed.
我们教会真的有这样的一个事实。
We have actually testimonies.
啊，有一个姐妹啊，有啊，那个时候不晓得她信了没有哦，她就是一个驼背的人啊，九十度驼背的人呢、啊。
There's a sister, when she used to have a very bad back.
那来到耶稣教会得到圣灵了。
And when she came to the church, she received
the Holy Spirit. 你知道，我们接受了圣灵哦，身体会震动啊，因为大风好像吹过，很有能力的。
We actually shake when we receive the Holy Spirit. It's as if a great wind has come and we receive power.
它像一震动一震动，那个腰啊，就这样一震震震，哎，震震快要直了这样子。
And so when the sister, hunchback sister, was praying, she was actually shaking until her back became straight again.
我听那个传道讲，本来是可以很直的，后来哦，他这样震哦，哇，震到他越高兴说，安尼好啊，安尼好啊，安尼好啊，安尼啦。
And so,
所以呢，真到这里的就没有完全知道安妮的后啊，安妮娜。
So when she was shaking, she was actually satisfied with the straightened wind.
一结束的时候，大家都看，哎，这个姐妹到底是哪里来的？从来没有看过啊。
Her back was straightened, and people actually did not recognize the sister because her back was straightened.
原来来教会都是九十度的嘛，没有人看清楚她的脸长什么样子的。
So before when she came to church, she was always hunchbacked to 90 degrees.
这个能力在。在这个世纪，真耶稣教会实际的人、实际的情形产生在真耶稣教会。
And this is a true story testimony that happened in True Jesus Church.
圣灵就是神的灵，神可以医治我们各样的疑难杂症的。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of God, and it can heal any weird illnesses.
问题不在耶稣身上，真的问题在我们肯不肯信。
And the problem is not of Jesus, but it's whether we believe or not.
我们有百分之百的信心，就有百分之百神的恩惠在我们身上。
If we have 100% faith, then God's power will come upon us
100%. 感谢主，我跟我们的朋友昨天都来过了。
And I see that a lot of friends have come yesterday.
今天重要是请你到前面来跟我们一起用你的心灵跟诚实跟天上的神祷告说哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
What's more important today is that we ask you to come to the front to experience Jesus, to experience his power through Holy Spirit.
圣灵要求的哦。
We need to ask for Holy Spirit.
很多牧师没有这样教我们啊，这是很可惜的事情啊。
A lot of ministers in other churches do not teach us this.
我读一个经文就好了哦。路加福音11章的13节
Luke chapter 11 verse 13
你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗小弟的圣经啊，跟很多人圣经都一样的圣灵这边提到说天父会将圣灵给求他的人啊。
Here says that Holy Spirit will be given to those who ask him
啊，所以今天很重要就是我们要心神的话到神面前来祈求这个失去的啊宝贝
So today we need to listen to God and come to the front and seek this treasure.
愿主耶稣今天晚上丰盛的恩惠降临在你身上。
May Jesus descend his power upon you.
很简单，你就把心打开就好了，回转向小孩。
Just open your heart and return yourself as a child.
大声的跟主耶稣哀哭祈求。
And you cry out loud to Jesus and ask him.
我们很多痛苦都让我们哀哭啊。
A lot of pain in our lives causes us to
be despair. 对人哭对己哭，那是怜悯自己的哭，那是悲伤的哭。
When we cry, it's because we feel pity for ourselves.
但是其实人生最有价值的哭就是跟主耶稣哭求主啊求你进到我的生命里面来啊。
The most valuable tear is that when you ask Jesus to come into your life.
主啊我真的需要你。
Ask Jesus to, we need Jesus.
真的耶稣今天晚上进到你身上你的生命就在今天晚上有一个新的开始新的改变。
Indeed, Jesus will come inside you and you will have to be transformed in your life.
所以请不要丧失了这个宝贵的机会。
So do not lose this opportunity.
啊传道人啊一些工人会轻轻地把手放在你头上意思是祝福按手在你头上
and the preachers and ministers will lay hand on you lightly to bless you
啊，那个时候你更加努力祷告
and you should pray even more hard
常常那个时候圣灵会临到你身上
and oftentimes that's when the Holy Spirit will descend on you
所以请不要客气我们多讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣颂赞神求神住进来哦
so please do not be shy and say hallelujah praise the Lord and ask Jesus to come into your heart
啊，现在凡是要医病的要求圣灵的心里不平安的有需要的啊，请到前面来祷告
those who are ill or who wants to be filled with Holy Spirit or who wants Holy Spirit and if you want to experience peace in your heart please come to the front
我们同心跪下祷告
let us pray in one accord